First off, second off, just super excited for this weekend. A good opponent, and we're just excited for the opportunity to go out there and play those guys in a new conference. First time here for us, so we're super excited about it.
Thanks, Terrence. All right, we'll just open it up to media. Rich, we'll start with you.
Thanks. Terrence, what do you know so far about the Penn State defense, and does anybody, one or two guys, stick out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've already jumped ahead and looked at those guys across the board. They're a really good defense. They play very strong in the, up front. They got a lot of big guys that move people at the front, and just some players that stick out. You know, obviously number 11, their edge player. He's a really good player. He's very twitchy, very aggressive. Gets around blocks and is a great pass rusher. So you know, we look out for him. And they got a couple other guys. Number one in the back. Kind of like the head of their defense, gives a lot of people aligned, is good in coverage, attacks the ball. So, you know, I look forward to playing against those guys because they're elite players, and you know, best players play the best players.
Adam, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Terrence, thanks for taking the time. I'm just curious, you know, historically, teams that go into new leagues struggle. You guys obviously haven't done that. You know, what's been the key to having success like this in this conference, and what have you learned just going through this league for the first time?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we came into this conference and we knew that there's a lot of good teams, a lot of elite talent across the board in the Big Ten. And coming into it, we had this goal to be where we're at right now. And our DNA traits is what we call them, is just, you know, connection. Our team is very connected. We're a tough team. We pride ourselves in running the football. I think playing defense tough. We got a bunch of things that we do as a team that really have separated us. And I think it's really within that locker room and the coaches and just everyone who's a part of the staff has really bought into those DNA traits. And, you know, they show up on game day. So across the board, I'd say that was it.
James, we'll go to you.
Terrence, you mentioned their safety number one. Has Dante Moore been able to give you any insight into a former high school teammate of his?
I haven't heard from Dante specifically, but you know, we've watched some film on the kid, and he's a really good player. And I'll definitely didn't know that, so now I'm definitely gonna go ask Dante and get that insight. I appreciate it.
Seth, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Terrence, thanks for the time today. From one tight end to another, what have you seen from Tyler Warren this year, that's kind of made him such a special player?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've watched a lot of Penn State offensive tape just because we played a lot of the same opponents. And anytime I get a chance, I like to turn on that tape because, you know, you watch the kid and Tyler Warren plays every position. I won't even call him. He plays a tight end. He plays receiver. He plays running back. Some quarterback even. You know, and you got to rep at center as well. So I think just his ability to be anything that they ask of him, I think he's done a great job of that. You know, I like watching the tape because as a former tight or as a tight end. Watching another tight end do stuff like that is pretty special. So I think just his versatility makes him a special player.
Kenneth, we'll go to you next. And if you have a question, please use the chat function to raise your hand.
Thanks, Terrence. Just in regards to, you know, obviously you guys got really close last year at the Pac-12 title game, and that kind of hurt. Stays with guys, but for the senior class, how much drive and, you know, kind of just motivation did you pull from being that close last year, or did you kind of just wipe the slate clean going into the season?
You know, we definitely use it. When you get to a championship game and you come up that short like we did last year, it stays with you 365 days. You know, I wake up thinking about that game, you know. And I think a lot of the seniors and anybody who was a part of that team last year knows what it takes to get to a championship. And we came up short. And so we're just all putting everything we got into this week and the opportunity to be a part of the Big Ten championship. So it definitely stays with you. And You definitely sit a little longer on the sideline and watch the confetti fall with the opponent's colors, and you definitely remember that. I've been a part of it twice, and it's not a good feeling, and it definitely stays with you, and you use it as motivation for sure.
Zachary, we'll go to you next for the final media question for Terrence.
Terrence, you're one of the players who was in Indy earlier this year for the media day. What was your confidence like then that you would ultimately get back there at the end of the year? And what's it feel like now to be going back there with the 12-0 record?
Yeah, 100%. In a confident way, not being cocky, but we expected this. We had goals set of being in this championship game. The guys who were sent there, me, Jeff, and Dylan, we knew we were going to be coming back. We booked Airbnbs and stuff. My family did because we were confident in that. Because we knew the work that we put in, we put countless hours into that, and that comes from confidence from your own preparation. It's not a cocky thing. We had a team that has a lot of talent, and everyone said a lot of talent at the beginning of the year, but we put in the work to back up that talent, and it's just really a product of our work. And we were really confident in that moment because we knew we had the talent, and all we had to do is go out there and work. And the coaches have done a great job of always having that goal out in front of us, but really focusing on week to week and really day to day, rep to rep. So just seeing that come to fruition is just, it's really big for us, and we're excited about it.
Terrence, thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Thank you so much.
We'll have Jeff Bossa on here at 12 or 2:20 Central Time.
Hello?
Hi. Next on the teleconference, we'll have Oregon senior linebacker Jeff Bassa. Jeff, thank you for joining us. We will go ahead and take questions from the media. James, we will start with you.
Jeff, with as close as you are to Jordan Burch, go back to early October when he gets hurt in practice. What was your reaction then, and even to the ankle injury a couple of weeks ago against Maryland? And what has he meant to this defense, and have you seen him grow from what he was a year ago to the player that he is now?
Yeah, first and foremost, Burch is a huge part on our defense and a huge part to our team. So, yeah, when he went down in practice, it was kind of just shock to me, shock to the team as well, and kind of figuring out like who was going to be that next guy up. But like we say, we always have that next man up mentality, and someone had stepped in for his role and has been playing great ever since. So, yeah, no, I mean, right when he was healed from the injury, coming back, I know that he's been, fired up. He's been obviously creating a lot of havoc in the backfield for us. It's always, he's a key piece to our defense, right? And then, him going down late again in Maryland, was kind of, it sucked for sure. But then, having him back out there, this past week, past weekend, was great again. He's back, on all 10 toes, running around, creating havoc just like he does. So, a key piece to our team for sure.
Zach, we'll go to you next.
Jeff, Terrence just told us that he felt really confident when you guys were back in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Day that you'd ultimately return there for this game. Did you share in that confidence, and how do you feel now going back there with a 12-0 record?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Terrence just told us how confident he felt when you guys were back in Indy for Big Ten Media Day that you would ultimately return for this game. Did you share in that confidence, and now how do you feel actually going back with that 12-0 record?
Yeah, that's crazy that you say that, because I was literally just talking to Dylan in the locker room, like telling him that, it was crazy that, us three were, the guys chose to go speak at Media Days. And, some of the questions that they were asking was, do you plan on seeing yourself back here? And, of course, all my answers were, yeah, of course. Like, that's what we're here for. We're the keystone species of this conference. And, we're here to make a, a noise for ourselves, a name for ourselves. So, yeah, no, that's crazy that you bring that up again.
Adam, we'll go to you next.
Jeff, thanks for doing this. We kind of see snippets of it with some of the videos, but what's it like to be motivated by Coach Lanning, or what's something that he does that maybe surprises you guys as players in terms of something that he wants you guys to be motivated by in certain games?
Yeah, I think the main thing on being motivated by Coach Lanning is how authentic he is and how he knows how to catch our eye, right? Like, we're not a lot of guys that have seen, like, if he's gonna motivate us with some like older film like that a lot of guys haven't really seen, he knows that's not really gonna catch our eye, right? So, he's a guy who relates to us on a personal level, with him being such a young coach and being so connected with our team and knowing personally what type of team we got. I think that he does a great job with, just finding whether that's themes of the week or whether that's movie clips or certain areas on where we understand our strengths as a team and how we can utilize them in terms of motivation, whether that's for a certain opponent, or whether that's with a rivalry game just like last week.
Rich, we'll go to you.
Jeff, thank you for your time. What are your general impressions of Penn State's offense, and what are your impressions of their two running backs?
Yeah, first off, let me start off with the two running backs that they have. Yeah, two really good backs. We know that, Nick Singleton is one of the best backs in the country. So very excited for this matchup, especially me as a linebacker going up against the top running back. That's always something that you dream for and you look up for, look up to as well. So, I'm really stoked for this matchup. I'm going to be playing my heart out. I know that for sure. And then, overall, just on the full offense, I know that they have a veteran quarterback back there. He's been doing a great job, leading that offense, and then as well as a tight end that everybody knows around the country, and number 44, Warren. So, also going to be matched up on him sometimes as well. So I'm stoked for this opportunity. So,
Brian, we'll go to you.
Jeff, appreciate it. You mentioned talking to Dylan there earlier. What's he like in terms of leadership qualities off the field, and kind of how have you seen him as a defensive guy on the field on game days?
Yeah, with Dylan, I mean, shoot, just a guy who, relates to a lot of us on a personal level. A guy who's, going to keep it real with us. He's never going to give us no coach talk, no, just some white noise, right? He's always going to keep it real with us. And I think he does a really good job with bonding with everybody. A guy that, sometimes he'll be kicking it with the special teams guys, or he'll be kicking it with some of the defensive guys in the locker room. A guy that's, just a fun guy all around. A great guy that you want on your team and you want to be around.
Brenna, we'll go to you next.
If I know you're a self-proclaimed film junkie, so was this, something where you started watching Penn State like much earlier than what maybe people would have thought because you knew you might be playing them, or did you just start watching them yesterday?
Yeah, during the bye week, yeah, obviously just watching, multiple teams down the road that we could see down the road. Bye week, that bye weekend was watching a whole lot of football, and then I know a couple of other games, just going around watching some film. Watched a couple of other games already, so I'm kind of familiar with the offense a little bit. But yeah, today and then yesterday as well, my deep dive down into the whole offensive system, and then special teams as well. Since I'm on special teams, these 2 days are going to be my where I'm at the facility all day, or whether I'm at home, watching hours of film. So yeah, I've already watched this offense a little bit.
James, you can go ahead.
Jeff, you touched on Warren. You've played a lot of really good tight ends during your career. Multiple guys at UCLA and Stanford and Utah in particular. Obviously, Georgia in 21. Is there anybody who you would compare Warren to, either physically or just all the various tools that he has, because he also runs the ball and blocks very well?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'd for sure have to compare him up there with Brock for what he does with for their offense. Just like y'all seen at Georgia in 21, Brock, or in 22, Brock was a guy who was catching, tunnel screens. They didn't really do much quarterback wildcat with Brock, but he was a major part of their offense, right? So can run the whole route tree, can block really well in the C area, and then as well as him receiving the snap as well, he's dangerous on that level as well. So yeah, would for sure have to compare and Brock.
Kenneth, we'll go to you.
Hey Jeffrey, just in regards to, you kind of touched on it at Big Ten Media Day when you talked about how you had to make sure the young guys were, obviously you want to give it your all, but you don't want to, necessarily burn yourself out too early. And you really want to make sure you're peaking at the right time. As a senior and a captain on this team, how have the young guys progressed throughout the season and kind of really bought into that message that you were talking about at our Big Ten Media Day?
Yeah, I think they've bought into the program, tremendously, understanding their role, whether that's when they're on scout team or whether they're getting thrown in the fire. I think that the young guys on this team have been doing a great job of that so far, and then making an impact on special teams, on kickoff cover. We sometimes throw a lot of young guys in there as well. So whenever a young guy makes a play on special teams or on offense or defense, whether that's late in the game or whether they get thrown in certain situations, it's always love for them. And you can see that on the sideline when young guys like Terrence Green or Ashton Porter are getting TFLs and sacks. Everybody's excited for them because they know how hard they've worked throughout the week of preparation and then throughout the weeks of the season as well.
Thanks.
Seth, we'll go to you.
Hey, thanks for your time today. We talked to Coach Lanning yesterday, and he talked about kind of the smoke and mirrors of the Penn State offense. How much of an emphasis has the coaching staff put on, the gimmicky stuff that they do this week? And, what exactly are you doing to kind of prepare for that type of thing?
Yeah, a whole lot. This is for sure a game where we're gonna have to stick to our rules. They're a team that's gonna get you. They want you to check something else so you can't be worried about, or check to a different personnel or so you can't be worried about this or that, right? So they're gonna try to get you out of your game, try to test your eyes, try to test your eye discipline, try to test if you're gonna gain or if you're gonna stick to your leverage or not. So this is for sure a game where we're gonna have to be communicating on an elite level, So that's something that's not new to me. I'm gonna have to make sure all my guys are on the same page and making sure, they get the call, making sure my D line gets the front right, making sure they're, make sure everybody's getting on the same level. This is gonna be my main job. And then as well, just fly around to the ball, create havoc. That's gonna be another thing. We gotta force turnovers on this team. They're a big explosive team, so we're gonna have to force a lot of turnovers.
Adam, we'll go to you for the final question.
Jeff, I know that a league title is always a huge priority, but we're in a new age, and obviously, if you guys win this game, you're going to be getting a bye in this playoff, this bigger playoff. I'm just wondering how motivating that is for you, or how much it's something that you guys discuss in addition to just winning the game and winning the Big Ten.
Getting the bye is not even something that we've been talking about. I didn't even know that was gonna happen. I've just been so focused on week to week, and that hasn't even been brought up in this facility on getting a bye if we win. So no, it's just really been focused on the task at hand, focused on really just eliminating their offense, me speaking defensively, and then offense creating explosive plays on their end, and then special teams, we got to take advantage of that as well. Because we know that if we get our offense in great field position, that we're gonna have a great game as well. So, no, it's not the mindset that really hasn't been looking too far ahead. It's just been focused on these couple of days of preparation. How better can we prepare than them, and how much we can stick to our process that's gotten us this far, right? So it's not about changing nothing. Not about postseason. We got to do this different. It's just about sticking to our process and sticking to our roots. Right.
Jeff, thank you for your time. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.
Next on the call, we'll have Oregon senior quarterback Dylan Gabriel. As a reminder, please just raise your hand if you have a question for Dylan. James, we will start with you.
Dylan, what have you seen so far from their safety number one? And have you talked to Dante Moore at all about his former high school teammate and any insight he may be able to give you on Jalen Reed?
Yes, James. I would love to see your face, but to second that, I have watched him, and of course Dante playing with him. I don't know for how long, but that has been talked about, and just know he's been a great player and has done really good for himself thus far, and excited for the challenge. But he's definitely just a ball hawk, is always around the ball, and a really good tackler. So.
Zachary, we'll go to you.
Dylan, we talked to Jeff and Terrence about this, but you were one of the players with them that was in Indianapolis at the start of the year for media day. What was your confidence then that you would be returning there for this game, and how does it feel now to be going back there with a 12-0 record?
Yeah, it's the reason we went. If we didn't think we'd be there, then I wouldn't have attended. But just felt really good about it. Glad we were able to go see it, feel it, smell it, the whole nine. It was a good experience. But now that we're going back with the whole squad, everyone's excited for it. I think it's kind of goes for what it is when you walk in the building, and everyone is excited and juiced up and ready to go. So execution, playing clean, being who we are, I think that all, goes into, us getting back there.
Tyler, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Dylan. I'm curious what you have seen thus far from Abdul Carter, number 11 on Penn State's side. He was the tackles for loss leader in the conference this year. What does your team need to do to account for his presence?
Yeah, he wreaks havoc. He's a disruptive player, extremely physical, but also, I think his ability to go from, being extremely physical to finesse and his speed, I think it's pretty impressive. But I think like anything, we have extreme confidence in our guys. Know we're going to be playing against a damn good team. It's a championship, so two teams that have done their due diligence to get to that point. So aware of him, aware of, all 11 guys. They have a lot of talented guys, but him, I think, just, them allowing him to just, play his game. And I think that's why he's had success.
Kyle, we'll go to you next.
Hi, Dylan. Kyle with Sports Report. Talked to you at Big Ten Media Days. We kind of talked about senior leadership from you being a sixth-year guy. And I talked to Coach Lanning yesterday on the presser, and he said that you're like another coach on the field. What's it like for you leading these guys into Indianapolis and into the playoffs, but kind of being a mentor for these guys that maybe have not experienced everything that you've experienced in college sports?
Yeah, I think it helps. It helps me a bunch being around guys that have done the same, right? I think you look at our, a lot of our team is veteran heavy and guys who've played in a bunch of ball and have won a bunch, but also have, learned a bunch and knows what it takes to win, and also the feeling that, isn't so good. So I think with all our experience combined, us kind of tag teaming off one another on when to lead and, when to be demanding of what we need as a team, then it helps me a bunch. And they would say the same as well. But I can only speak on my experience, and I think demanding it every single day and not changing and being consistent that way, so that when that day comes, it's nothing new. It's the same me. It's just another opportunity that we want to execute and take advantage of. So I think we do it all together as a whole really well.
Adam, we'll go to you.
Dylan, thanks for the time. You mentioned the environment and having some familiarity with it. I'm just wondering, having played in the weather here down the stretch in the Big Ten, but now going inside to a climate-controlled setting, how do you think that'll impact the game and possibly favor, some of the things that you guys do as a team?
Yeah, I think naturally, I think everyone just does that in college football, or even in the NFL. I think it's more so controlled environments. I think that's above our pay grade of why they do it. But for us, shoot, it's just another opportunity. We can only do is show up to whatever environment they have us in, but we're gonna have the right mind to be excited about it. We know what, is at stake and the opportunity. So, that's the fun part. But, you just could try to replicate what environment you'll be in. If you'll be outside and be in the cold, then practice in it. If you're going to be indoors, then practice in that as well. So, coach does a great job of that. I think for us, it's showing up with the right mindset and then, letting that stuff take care of itself.
Christopher, we'll go to you.
Hey, Dylan, this is Chris Idell from Herbert and Radio in Baltimore. Congratulations on making it to Indianapolis. You went from Central Florida to Oklahoma to Oregon. What did you learn on your path to Oregon as a quarterback from those different systems?
Man, a bunch. I think there's so much on the football side, but also in life, that you get older, you get wiser. When you are, around more naturally, you're gonna, gain more knowledge. And I've been lucky and blessed to be around great people, and just to learn from them. I've tried to be a sponge everywhere I've been, but I've also tried to just pour my everything into wherever I was in that moment. So I think that's allowed me to, get better every year, every single version of myself. I think you look from my freshman year to now, just the type of player I am. And I think that's more than just statistically. I think that goes to show of a leader, a person, a player, the way I throw it, all that. I think we're in an interesting time that's all about results, and so many people talk about the process but aren't patient enough. So, I think if you look at my body of work, a guy who's eager and wants to get better but has had that time to develop and work in that way, I think you see it, over the time. So, if there ever is, something to go and say about a journey, and time to develop, I think, I'm a product of that.
Joe Freeman, we'll go to you for the final question. Joe, you might still be on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Dylan, I know you and Marcus Mariota have built a relationship this year. Could you elaborate on that? And how would you kind of describe the bond or the kinship between two guys, two quarterbacks representing Hawaii at Oregon? It's pretty unique.
Super unique. Interesting enough, I did it at UCF as well at McKenzie, who I went to high school with. But just with Marcus, I think it was a different relationship, as that was a guy I looked up to and a role model, and kind of older than me in that way. But you know, when you're growing up and you have that kind of direct example, you know, a guy from Hawaii playing at a high level at the D1 level, and then you see him go to the NFL, it's like, you know, you can see it, you can believe it, you know, you saw it, you know, in him in person in Hawaii, and then I think your belief in yourself continues to rise as well, and what you want to do with your career. So I'm very appreciative of him and how he represents himself, but also his family, his university, everywhere he's been. But Hawaii, you know, I think that goes to show of, you know, a guy who's done it right the whole way, and what a guy to look up to. So I'm appreciative of that and the relationship. You know, he texted me before my senior night, and little things like that he really doesn't have to do, you appreciate, because you understand that, you know, people say not to meet their, you know, heroes or whatever, but gosh, I met mine, and I'm very appreciative of him, because he's the same guy, you know, and represents the right thing. So I'm very blessed and grateful for that, and never take that lightly, because you know, I'm lucky to have it.
Dylan, thank you for your time. We look forward to
Yeah.
seeing you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.
We'll now be joined by three players from Penn State. First on the teleconference for the Nittany Lions is junior wide receiver Liam Clifford. Hi, Liam. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. How you doing?
Good. How are you? All
Good.
right. We'll just jump right in here. Tyler, you can go ahead and ask your question.
Sure. Liam, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Now that you guys have settled into this game week, how would you describe the turnaround from, you know, Saturday evening, when it was kind of a surprise to many that you got into this game, to where you now are now on Monday, wrapping your head around the Ducks?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity. Of course, extremely excited about it. But normal week for us, just jumping into it, getting kind of a first look at Oregon today. So, like I said, so the team's super, super fired up. We're ready to attack the week. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Rich, we'll go to you next.
Liam, thanks for your time. What are your initial impressions of the Oregon secondary? What makes them effective?
Yeah, nothing but respect for Oregon so far. I got a chance to watch some film on them this morning. Obviously a super athletic and fast team. I've had a really good year so far, but excited for the challenge. I think we match up well. And like I said, I know our team's super excited for the challenge, and excited to play another West Coast team.
Mark, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Liam, thanks for doing this. Today's usually your off day. So, could you describe Lash for me? What's it like today? How many guys are in there? How busy is it? How many guys watching film? That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, so today is our off day. And it's same old Monday, just coming in, get guys getting extra treatment, doing things to prepare for the game, obviously, like we would normally every week, and just getting a head start on film. After I get off this call, I'm actually going to meet with the quarterbacks and the receivers to watch some more film on Oregon. So, like I said, normal week, but a lot of excitement, of course, because we know the opportunity we have this Saturday.
Seth, we'll go to you.
Hey, Liam, thanks for the time today. We talked to Coach Franklin yesterday, and he said that since the offseason, wide receivers have been, priority number one. How would you kind of pinpoint how much the receivers have grown since last year, up to this point?
Yeah, no, I think we've grown a ton. I think with the opportunities we've been given, we've stepped up big when we've needed to. We've got a ton of talent in our room, and it's been fun to have different guys in different games to be able to showcase that. But really, everything that's happened up to this point so far this year has led to this point that we have currently. So all that matters is this game. Winning the Big Ten championship is all we're focused on. But yeah, I think we've come a long way. We've done a great job staying connected as a room. And that's ultimately what's pushed us to have some success this year.
Adam, you can go ahead.
Liam, thanks for the time. I'm just curious throughout the year. I know Oregon wasn't on your schedule, but how much did you see them just in cross tape and even just as players talk about the possibility of facing them? They were number one for much of the season.
Yeah, obviously, like you said, Oregon's been a top team the whole year. Been able to watch a game maybe here and there, just seeing highlights on the TV and stuff, but really haven't been able to have a chance until today to really sit down and break down film on them. But a team that, like you said, maybe we didn't expect to play, but knowing deep down that what our goals were the entire year of where we wanted to ultimately be, and knowing that they're a very good team that we potentially see in the playoff, but now we're able to face off against them in the Big Ten championship. So super excited about it, and like I said, had a chance to take a look at them this morning.
Kyle, we'll go to you.
Hi, Liam. Kyle with Sports Report. I remember talking to your brother a few years ago at Big Ten Media Days, talking about family and how he lit up with you and just family. What's it like for you to have a family member or members that have gone through these big moments to help guide you through these big times as you prepare for these big moments?
Yeah, no, it's awesome to have not only somebody that I can lean on, but my brother and my best friend, somebody that I can turn to and always have open conversations about to be able to kind of lean on him and help me in some big moments. Right away, he was one of the first people that called me. I was actually still in the locker room when he called me and was just super jacked up and pumped for not only me but for the team, being able to accomplish something that he was never able to accomplish. So I know he maybe is living vicariously through me for this opportunity that we have, but yeah, he's always somebody I can turn to and lean on. And I've talked to him a ton already about the game, so I'm excited about it.
Joe, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Liam, appreciate the time. So, going back to one of your earlier answers, you said you feel that the Penn State receivers match up well with the Oregon secondary, and I was curious. So, what makes you feel that way? Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
No, I mean, I think just overall our preparation that we have each week, the things we've been able to kind of accomplish with the opportunities that we've had throughout the year. Like I said, it's just another week for us. Don't need to make the moment bigger than it is. Obviously, we all know what we're playing for and what we're working towards. So I think Oregon's a great team. I think their secondary is very good. So like I said, I'm excited for the challenge, and I know the rest of the room is excited for the challenge as well.
Tyler, we'll go to you.
Dan Lanning, Oregon's coach, said yesterday that obviously they're going to have to put in work on preparing for Tyler Warren. James Franklin told us yesterday that many teams have tried to take that approach and few have succeeded. Since game one to where you are going into game 13, how have you seen defenses react to Tyler Warren's success week to week, and how has it created opportunities for the other guys on the field?
Yeah, I think when talking about Ty, he's a guy that is extremely hard to game plan for as a defense. When you put him at different positions, not only a tight end but a quarterback, you just put him at a receiver, put him in the backfield. It's tough to game plan for someone like that, especially then when you couple it with just a guy that's going to make a play no matter what, even if he's covered, even if he has the ball and is getting taken down, he's able to get out of tackles, things like that. The dude's a stud. So I'm excited. I know he's ready for moments like this. It's something I live with Ty. It's what we talked about the whole entire year, being ready for moments like this. So yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity. I know he is as well.
Joel, we'll go to you for the final question for Liam.
Hey, Liam. Thanks for doing this. I know we talked to James Franklin. He said he didn't want to tell any of the players about the result of the Michigan Ohio State game and everything that was on the line. So I'm just curious, when did you find out? Was it, pregame, during the game, or after the game? And what was that moment like when you learned that you had a spot in the Big Ten championship?
Yeah, no, Coach Franklin didn't address the team before. We were focused on the Maryland game. I know somebody, I think I had heard it kind of just through the grapevine before we were heading out. But it wasn't something we really focused on because we still had one more game to win to be able to get to this position. So really no celebration happened until after the game, of course. But after the game, Coach Franklin made the official announcement that we were heading to the Big Ten championship, and the whole room exploded. So yeah, we didn't find out officially until after the game, but it was a fun moment and something I'll never forget.
Liam, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Yep, thank you guys.
Next on the teleconference, we'll have Penn State junior running back Nicholas Singleton.
Sorry, Ashley, we got Nick, who's about to sit down right now. Get rolling.
No worries. Thank you. Hi,
Hey,
Nick.
how you doing?
We'll just go ahead and get started here. Rich, we'll start with you for questions for Nick.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for your time today. Nick, now that it's set in, how would you describe the opportunity not only to win the Big Ten title, but to play the number one team in the country? How would you describe that opportunity?
Yeah, I'll say it's just an incredible opportunity, and we're in the Big Ten Championship, competing soon for like opportunity moving forward, but just competing for Big Ten Championship against Oregon, Ohio's a good team, great athletes, so we're looking forward for the matchup.
Tyler, we'll go to you.
Nick, I know you guys aren't too deep into studying up on Oregon, but based on what you've seen from their defense, what stands out? Maybe how would you describe what you're seeing so far?
First of all, Oregon's obviously a good team. Number one seed for a reason. So far, their defense, they're really good defense. They get fast to the ball. They just play as a group that's together. So they've been really good, and I feel like we have a good plan for them.
Kenneth, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Nick. Just in regards to kind of obviously everybody talks about what Tyler does as a receiver and everything, but just this offensive line and this tight end and this blocking scheme, how much easier has that made your job going into the season? And especially just helping Drew out in pass pro, things like that.
First of all, throughout the whole spring, the summer, the O-line, tight ends, the receiver, the whole offensive group, just we all want to get better, just little details, especially with blocking and all that. And I feel like you can see the big difference, being more aggressive, obviously being more exposed because of that. So it's been really good so far, as we're going to continue to do that.
Johnny, we'll go to you next.
Hey, Nick, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. What have you seen, in terms of their edge rushers, number 8 and number 10, I believe, at Uyunglele and Birch? What have you seen from those two guys specifically?
They're obviously good two players. They get to the quarterback really fast. They're obviously they're real good players, and they have a good defense as well too. So like they're really good players, and we'll be ready for them.
Kyle, we'll go to you.
Hey, Nick. Hey, it seems this season James has gone deeper and deeper into the bench this year with a lot of freshmen, and you got two talented freshmen deep in the rotation with Corey and Quentin. How does Corey and Quentin compare to how you and Katron were as freshmen? What do you think they can contribute as Penn State goes deeper into the season?
Corey and Quentin, ever since they got here, they've just been all about their work, man. Like they always stay out the way, they always hear extra film work, like just again trying to get better each and every single day. And obviously when me and Katron came in here, we've been the same way too, so we always had that gritty moment, like we're just trying to get better every day. So we've been doing that every time.
Christopher, we'll go to you.
Hey Nick, this is Chris Idell from Herman Radio in Baltimore. Congratulations, making it to Indianapolis. But what type of style running back are you? Are you more like I know everybody probably thinks you're Barkley, but what do you learn from yourself being a running back?
No, I always try to see myself as a complete back. I'm always trying to, everybody can see I can run, but just showing the other skills, I can block, trying to catch out the backfield. That's what I was doing throughout the whole summer, trying to work on stuff like that. So I feel like it's been showing throughout the whole season, but I just got to continue to keep doing it.
Adam, we'll go to you.
Hey, Nick, thanks for doing this. If you guys go back 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, Penn State's in the top 10 nationally in wins, but it's been a while since you guys have won a conference title. Obviously, haven't been in the playoff. How much do you guys judge yourselves as players by how you perform in a game like this on Saturday?
It just starts with practice, I feel like. Having a great week to prep, today everybody's here getting film work, seeing the stuff we gotta figure out against this team. I just feel like, we're at the right moment. We just gotta keep continuing doing it. And I feel like on Saturday everything will take care of itself.
Rich, you can go ahead.
Yeah, Coach Franklin has talked about you regaining your first.
I gotta.
That's Rich. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, Rich.
Okay, that's okay. Nick, Coach Franklin has talked about you regaining your burst from after your midseason issues. I was just wondering, what does that feel like for you, and how close are you to 100%?
Yeah, I say I feel like 100%. Throughout the whole weeks, I've been feeling good. We haven't been going out, just staying in throughout the whole game. I just feel like everything's good. You gotta give a shout out to the training room. I've been there all the time. They've been really helpful with me. I'm getting my body right, so I feel good.
Avery, you can go ahead.
Nick, going further into playing in the Big Ten Championship, just what does that mean to you? Like, especially like as a PA kid, is that something you ever like thought about growing up? Like, I want to go to Penn State, or I want to, win a Big Ten Championship. Like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, especially like you said, being from PA, Penn State, seeing that game from 2016, then win the championship. Like, I always imagine my shoes, like, being in that moment, trying to win a Big Ten championship. So being exact that moment right now, it just feels good, and you just gotta go out there and win it.
Kyle, we'll go to you.
Hey Nick, Kyle with Sports Report. Hey, you're gonna be playing indoors. It's December. How different of a ball game is it for you now, preparing for a game inside, not having to worry about the elements, with you kind of being a speed back?
Yeah, for sure. I was playing inside. It has its advantages too. Obviously not gonna be cold. Like obviously right now it's freezing right now. So just playing indoors. It's obviously turf. So I feel like everybody's more faster now. So like we should be good for that.
Tyler, we'll go to you for the final question for Nick.
Thank you again. Nick, with Nolan Rucci stepping up to play right tackle, Anthony being injured, how would you describe the value that he has brought to this team in 2024, and the comfort level, I guess, you've seen him compete with at right tackle?
Yeah, Nolan's been really good ever since he stepped on campus. Being from PA too, He's been really good. I'm always in the meeting rooms, getting extra work in after practice, even before practice. He's always in the facility, like early people, man. Like he's been really good. He's just being that big brother, you know, always looking out for everybody. So he's been really good throughout this whole season. He always been stepped up big, so he's been good.
Nick, we appreciate the time. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Our final Penn State player on the teleconference today will be Devon J. Thomas, a defensive tackle.
Ashley, we'll have Devon in a second. He's going to be coming from the other screen here.
Okay, sounds good.
I think he just wrapped up a BTN interview, so he should be popping on any minute.
I heard they made Tyler Warren dance earlier. No.
Hi, Devon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We'll just go ahead and get started if you're okay with that.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Harding.
All right, Johnny, we'll go to you first.
Devon, thanks for your time as always. Much appreciated. What has Abdul meant to your defensive line this season, but especially over the last, you know, month to month and a half, where it seems like he's been really on a tear?
I mean, you think about his effectiveness. I mean, you even think back to last year. His effectiveness at linebacker has just transitioned onto the defensive line. I mean, now teams have to game plan for Abdul Carter, and in terms of chippers, sending a slide that way, it's been integral in how we've been playing. You know, when you have a player like that, that teams need to focus on, that means they're weaker in other places, and we're able to, you know, create opportunities off of that. So he's been integral in our success as a defensive line this year.
Rich, we'll go to you.
Good afternoon, Devon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Somebody asked Liam this, and so I'll ask this. Today is your day off, right?
Yes, sir.
What's going on around Lash Building today? Like, how many guys are in there? What are they doing? What are you doing today with this day off?
I mean, it's the same as it usually is every week. You know, we have film. Each position group goes over it at different times. The D-line usually goes at like 2:30. So I just came from film before I came here. We go through film. It's a huge recovery day. You know, this deep into the season, it's integral for us to keep up, you know, the work on our bodies so that way we're healthy moving forward. So it's a recovery day, a film day, stretch day. Maybe you may get some extra work in terms of doing like little technique stuff, striking the bags, get it. Just any extra work that'll make you better for the rest of the week going into Saturday, we do on Mondays. And today is no different than any other week, you know, film, recovery, you name it.
Joe, we'll go to you.
Appreciate the time, Devon. So this defensive tackle room has taken a hit depth-wise over the past several weeks, losing two veteran guys. James mentioned last week that he expects Ty Blanding and Xavier Gilliam to have an increased role down the stretch. With what you have seen from those two, how confident are you in them stepping up behind you, Zane, and Kozaiah? Because the three of you obviously have played a lot of football, and those two we haven't seen as much. So.
I mean, I've seen a tremendous leap in their attention to detail and how game, you know, there's not a lot of moments or times in your career where you'll have an opportunity like this. And I think they realize that. I mean, you have the opportunity to play in the best defense in the country as a freshman. You know, that doesn't happen often. And I think they're taking that in strides, you know. Just in terms of their practice, they've been practicing harder. They'll get an extra film. Again, they'll use this Monday for things like that to improve their craft. And I think they're doing a tremendous job of it. You know, as younger players, it's hard for any player to see the situation and kind of not doubt yourself. And I don't think they're doubting themselves at all. I think they're just taking this as an opportunity to show the world who they are, you know, and to show the world that our defensive line has depth. No matter who's in the game, they're going to put on. I mean, you saw Ty Blanding this past weekend. He goes in the game, ends up having the TFL in his first couple plays. So that's just a testament to Coach Dion as well as Coach Allen and the rest of our defense and how we develop younger players.
Kyle, we'll go to you.
Hi, Devon. Kyle with Sports Report Media. Today, press conference, they said you'd just come from the Big Ten press conference. How cool is it for you and your teammates to know you're in the Big Ten championship game?
I mean, I said it when we were at the Big Ten conference. We were gonna be back, and here we are. So it's just such a surreal feeling, and we're definitely honored to be back here, you know, with this opportunity in front of us to play in the Big Ten championship in Indy. So we're very thankful and honored to be in this position. And it's just crazy we're here, you know, after such a long season. You're going week by week by week. And then now all of a sudden it's just here. The season goes by so fast and we're so elated. It's crazy.
Audrey, we'll go to you.
Hey, Devon, appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. When you kind of look back at the season, obviously there's a lot of big moments that we all kind of talk about, but also a lot of the small moments that we don't probably see in terms of keeping a team together, those types of things. Are there any small moments for you that maybe stand out about this year and years, you know, when you're going to look back and remember this regular season, the things that come to mind?
You know what? Small moments. I think of Jordan Mayer. I mean, Jordan Mayer, you know, he's a guy who transferred in from Wisconsin. And this speaks to just the heartbeat of the team and who we are internally from, you know, top to bottom. Like Jordan Mayer, he's a transfer from Wisconsin. I mean, walk on. But the kid has so much heart, you know. One of the most recent moments, recent small moments that I can think of that just is a testament to us as a team is this past weekend, he goes in the game. He has an opportunity to go into the game and then ends up having a sack on his first or second play. I mean, and he comes off of the field and he's excited. He's jumping around. He's screaming, yelling. And that's just like a little moment, you know, because we all put so much work in, so much effort in, and we put so much on the line. And then just to see a younger guy or a guy who doesn't really get too many opportunities to get into the game throughout the year just go in and make a moment for himself, that's truly special. And I think that's just a testament to our team that just shows like we are who we are no matter who's in the game, you know. And I just appreciate those small moments. And that was just one of my favorites. I love Jordan Mayer, so that's my guy. I hope that answers your question, Ms. Snyder.
Yep, you're good. Appreciate it.
Tyler, we'll go to you for the final question. Tyler doesn't have a question anymore. Yes, he does. There he is.
Thank you, Ashley. Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. James mentioned yesterday when we had him on a call that Dani this past week was really at the healthiest he's been in quite some time. I know we saw it in the backfield with the sack. What is different about this defensive front when Dani Dennis-Sutton is as close to 100% as possible? And because that seems to be the case now.
I mean, you talk about guys like Dani. I mean, he's just such an incredible athlete. And when you have him at his healthiest, he's as dominant as they come. You know, I mean, he has the size, the strength, the speed to dominate any opponent. And I think you guys see that whenever he's healthy and on the field. I mean, this weekend alone, he comes into the game, hits a spin move into a sack. Like that's just the versatility, the speed, and the strength. And then you talk about guys like Abdul Carter and his effect on the game. I mean, Dani Dennis-Sutton has a very similar effect. Like you have to game plan for Dani. There's no way you're gonna leave him one-on-one and think that you're gonna be able to run your offense. You know, he's just such an incredible athlete and he does such an incredible job in the game. And when he's healthy, it's scary.
Devon, thank you for your time today. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Yes, ma'am. See you, Miss Harding. Thank you.
That completes the Big Ten Football Championship Game Players Teleconference. Thank you to the media and to the players for participating in today's call. As a reminder, today's recording will be available on BigTen.org on our virtual press box. Thank you all and have a great day.